Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, Jeff Walker, who's the producer of B-Mitch and Finley with Landfill, ran a 5K. And it made me think about Ant-Man. You know, Jeff is kind of trying to upseat you as the most athletic producer in the building. I mean, you've had that mantle now for several years, and I'm saying, dude, there's a new dude on the block. All I'm saying, you can't compare yourself. I mean, let's face it. You were competing with the whale. I mean, you know, you and your boy, y'all out there picking on Linnell playing basketball. That's torture. That's not fair. I don't see you messing with Jeff.
So the thing is, Jeff has also jumped out there, and after wasting time playing Linnell, I told Jeff, if you beat Linnell convincingly, I'll think about playing you. I won't just play you. I'll think about it. It's just, I don't want to waste time.
Like, well, wait a minute. You said beating Linnell convincingly. Yeah.
If he can beat Linnell convincingly, I'll play him.
No, but how could he not beat Linnell convincingly?
I mean, I scored 11 straight. Is Jeff going to score 11 straight? Is he going to give him a goose egg? Like, that is convincing.
Well, I don't think he's got your shot. But I don't know that.
I don't know how he beats me then.
How he beats Linnell?
I don't know how he would beat me.
Well, now he's in such superior condition.
Yeah.
Linnell was not, obviously. Linnell couldn't keep up with you.
Linnell is slow of foot.
He can. Jeff has become quite an athlete.
The thing I love about Jeff, he will definitely put forth max effort.
Yeah.
But at the same token, Doc, effort don't get you buckets.
Okay.
It don't get you buckets, man.
Well, let me just say this, because I swore I would never come out and see it again, you and Linnell, but I'll come to this one. Yeah, you and Jeff. I just love. He ran a 5K, man. That's
pretty impressive.
My oldest now, you know, he's running like 5, 6 of these marathons. With anybody that's run a marathon, God bless you.
Yeah,
you're different.
I do want to run a 5K. I think I could do good in a 5K.
Well, he just ran one. He said it was painful. He's first
39 run. Minutes.
Yeah, B. Mitch was there, so I believe it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if B. Mitch. If B. Mitch is there, you almost have to finish it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You could never let him see you come up short.
Yeah.
No, that was good. I'm proud of Brian. That's good. That's good. Well, let me know when you put that together, because I need something this offseason to entertain me, because but this football team's going to do a lot of it. JYD, thank you for being patient. Welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
I got no other choice but to be patient, because you're the only one who will take my calls on the radio.
Well, that's not true. What do you mean?
I'm going to leave it right there.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it alone, Doc.
Right.
But getting back to what you said, I heard you say, see, I don't just call in after I say my little bit, then I turn the radio off. I listen to your whole show. And I heard you say something yesterday after I called in. You said about Dan Quinn, you know, doesn't have any right to get mad or anything or be disagreeable about.
About what?
Having to go outside the fact his little group to get a defensive coordinator or anybody else. Well, and it's true. He shouldn't be getting mad because he doesn't seem to want to be the defensive coordinator. He doesn't want to call the plays. And then today, and then just now listening to Anthony, what he played back or what DQ's, what Adam Peters said, that basically I'm the one who shops for the groceries. And after that, it's Dan Quinn's responsibility to develop them. And
yep.
It hasn't been done because look here.
Right.
You have 31 or more false starts.
Yep.
You are number one in the league in that. No, you mean to tell me you haven't cleaned that up? You're the lowest on the round of takeaways. You don't strip the ball. You don't go for fumbles.
No, you're not lying. Anthony,
so
he's telling the truth.
If you ask me about the whole thing,
yeah.
you might as well tear the whole damn thing down. Do it now before it's really too late.
And this is a Kansas City
Chiefs
fan.
You should be going out the door too.
Yeah, but you know, we don't really like other people talking about our product, but I agree with you. You're not making this up. There's enough going on. Thanks for the call, JYD. There's enough going on statistically. You're a Syracuse man. Man, I cringe when I hear them stats. When you lead any category that's negative, that means that you're supposed to be a detailed group? You in the little things? Come on, man.
Yeah, so, but I'm not in the camp of firing DQ, though. Or like, I guess what he said, tearing it all down. I'm not there yet. I feel like emotions are high. People aren't happy with, you know, the product that they saw on the field today. And they just want to, this year, and they just want to fire everybody. Like, where was this energy last year when we were 12-5? The fact we had one bad year, a lot of injuries that we had to face, a lot of adversity.
First of all, injuries are a part of the game, and so is adversity. Go ahead.
You're right. But I'm just saying, like, everybody just so quick to just want to fire everybody. Like we had Ron Rivera here for 4 years. Ron Rivera didn't come close to doing what we did last year. And I think, and I firmly believe that if Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, if our guys are healthy and we roll those guys out there, we'll have different results next year. That I'm a firm believer of that.
I can't imagine you being under 500 if they were healthy. That I'll give you.
I agree.
You'd have been 9-7. You'd have been, I don't know if you'd have been 12-5 because people had your peep card.
You're right.
They figured your peep card out, and I'm convinced that your coordinator was not going to run the ball. So he would have forced you into more turnovers. Because with Cliff, you were going to be somewhat predictable because you know he's not going to try to bully you up. All Cliff had to do was come out there in 13 personnel, which is two tight ends plus, and he had the extra lineman because we got 8 to 9 different people that can play on the offensive line. We were built for that. He could have bullied up, come in and out of it, yo-yoed, but I respect him because it's not in his character. It's not who he is. So hit the road, Jack. Go do it somewhere else. Go do you. But the next group that comes up in here, I hope they won't be allowed to just do whatever the hell they want to do without DQ going down there and feeling strong enough to let them know who we are. Without an identity, it's just hard to build on anything that's sustainable. And you should know that better than all of us. 6:13 here in the nation's capital. Quick break. We'll come back. Let's light it up one last time. 301-230-0980.
But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Allstate.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Haney on Vibes. Burgundy and gold today. Wow, where were you a year ago? And what were you doing? Well, here we are now. And we've got some fixing up to do. And we took the first steps in that direction today. And I think it was the first step of many, hopefully, that will be taken to put us in the right position so that we can compete. Alex, you've been real patient. Appreciate you, man. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Is it true that Pat Bowles has been released, man?
Pat Bowles.
23. Yeah, Pat Bowles. Coach in Tampa Bay.
Oh, Tampa Bay. I have not heard that. Anthony, have your people
Todd Bowles?
Todd Bowles is his name. Yeah, former
Todd
skin.
Bowles. Yeah, our guy, number all 23.
Yeah.
I would love to have him here.
Well, Anthony's pretty well connected with his Syracuse pipeline.
He hasn't been fired.
And he says he has not been fired.
He hasn't been fired.
No.
Harbaugh's been done, right?
Yeah, he's done.
We will.
No, man, that Todd's family. That happens, you'll be the first to know it. Appreciate the phone call.
I hope so.
Alan, thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Doc?
Going well.
Question for you.
Yeah.
I know with all the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator stuff, and coaches going this and that and everything, like, thinking about the players going forward, like, a guy like Daron Payne, like, I love him, but I don't know. Like, is it time for him to go?
It depends on how much we got to pay him, what he wants. I don't know contractually where we stand with the big fella. The question is he the best one you have? And how much does he cost you? I don't think there's anybody on their entire team, with the exception really of JD5 and Scary Terry, to me, that could get me over a barrel. Period.
Yeah.
And so, but they've got some really good players, but they don't have a whole bunch of them. I mean, I'm only going to go so far with anybody. I can be in last place or next to last place with anybody. You can't hold me hostage and be in next to last place. That's just not going to happen. That's happened too many times here in the past with these rotten-ass people they had in the front office and coaching. Those days, I think, are behind us now. I like where we're going. I like the people we got around us. But you got to live up to the standard. It's not my fault. I didn't do it to you. But you can't be in next to last place. Can't lose 8-9 in a row or 6-7 in a row and then tell me I'm too hard on you.
Yeah. Well, I'm a teacher, Doc. Please don't say 6-7. I hear it all day. But I wish I knew
what it meant. I've heard it too, but I don't know what it means. And I love that. Yeah, I love the fact that I'm not supposed to know what teeny boppers are talking about. If they're on your campus, you coaching, what, you teach high school? You teach high school?
I teach elementary school.
I'm not supposed to know. That's good. I'm 70. Yeah. What the hell do I need to know about what's going on at an elementary school? Nothing.
Well, and middle.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
You got it.
What
thank
the
you,
hell
man.
Do I need? Yeah. Man, that's crazy. That is absolutely insane what these young people got y'all running around. Anthony, you over there with them. You probably started it. Yeah. You are an administrator. So anything happens with them young people, you should be held responsible. Richard, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Mr. Walker, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good, good, good. I'm going to start out by calling you Mr. Walker. It depends on how far we get. You might change your name to Dot. Just a joke. Okay. I want you to take off your football hat for a second.
Okay.
And put on your management hat.
Okay.
Okay. And where I'm going with this, because we're dealing with human beings first, and you have to know how to handle human beings.
Agreed.
And the reason I say that, because I'm in the management field. And one of the unwritten rules in management is, if you got a problem and you can't solve it, then you're part of the problem.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Now, another part of that unwritten rule is, If you got an A candidate and he performs as a C candidate, then what do you have? You're trying to squeeze a square peg in a round hole. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Where I'm going with this is that the head coach may be an A candidate at Dallas, but you take him out of position as a defensive coordinator, and you put him in a head coach position. That's where management comes in at.
Yep.
You have to be able to hold your people with standards and accountability.
Agreed.
And my son took me for my birthday to the Bears game. One of the things I noticed is they had the Bears beyond the 20-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Had the game won.
Yep.
But they out there dancing.
Yeah.
Instead of focusing on how to end the game, they trying to please the crowd. Okay, I mean, yeah, there's a time and a place for that. But I know back in the 80s, you know, Giz wasn't going for that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a football player. I never played for him, mm-hmm. but he had standards. But he also had accountability. You hold people accountable for the things that they don't do on the field. And if you don't do it as a coach, you are a B or C candidate.
I agree.
You okay? So you can have all the draft picks, number one draft picks. But if you don't have standards, and you don't hold people accountable, then you just wasted your draft picks, you know?
I agree.
I can't really say too much on Kingsbury. I saw a lot of his schemes.
Yep.
It could work if he had A candidates, but he was using C and sometimes D candidates to try to do A performance, you know? Yeah, at times you can do A performance, but you're still a C candidate. You know, sometimes, yeah. you know, like number zero, he got four interceptions. Great.
Mm-hmm.
But is he an A candidate? No.
Mm-hmm.
He's still who he is. And I'm not going to demise it, brother, or anything like that. We talking football. Let's talk about Josh Harris. Okay. Even though he's an owner, he still is accountable for everything that goes on and off that field. He's accountable. As far as marketing, he's accountable as far as the fans is concerned. So he's gonna look at this and say, hey, you know, dissect it and see who are A, B, C candidates. You know, if an A candidate is performing out of position, then he has a decision to make as an owner. So I don't want to ramble, Doc, but what I'm seeing here is a lack of accountability. Lack of standards. And unfortunately, you know, the head coach is responsible. He's a part of the problem. And next year, if he don't change his way of coaching, his standards, then we're going to have this same thing in 2027.
I agree. It makes points. They're lucky to have you. Because it makes fundamental sense. And I'm surprised that they don't live by it. But it's not easy. And they got a lot of temptations. That's why discipline, other than raw speed, is really the best asset you can have in this physical sport. 629 here in the nation's capital. 757, you are next. Welcome home.
Doc, how you doing, man?
Love hell to the W, brother.
Hell to the W, man. Listen, man, I'm not going after that last caller, but I'm going to say this about Dan Quinn. Yesterday I kind of echoed the same thing. I said, yeah, listen, this is Dan Quinn's fault. And I said it to you before. It's Dan Quinn's fault.
Yeah.
He's the head coach.
Right.
He has control over all of this.
We thought he did.
Even the players. Yeah, he does. He controls what happens on that field. And that's what we're mainly concerned about. But I would say this. I'm going to give him and Adam Peters, because they work together, I'm going to give them some credit. Because I've listened to you, Doc, over the past 20, 25 years, how long you've been doing this. And we had a lot of losing seasons. And I hear you, after every one of them losing seasons, say, I'm not paying nobody. And I'm getting rid of some people, too.
Yeah, it's been 30.
And the organization didn't follow your plan.
Right.
So it's good to see, after a 5-12 season, that the organization said, well, this is unacceptable. And if you guys are not going to fall in line and change things up and do things the way that it should be done, how championship teams should be run, then you got to go. Because players leave every year. Like it ain't nothing. Every year, you got a basically almost a new roster. So to see them actually get rid of some coaches and say, this is not acceptable, you know, to me, that's a step in the right direction for the organization and for Dan Quinn. Because let's be honest, those two guys was handpicked by Dan Quinn. You know, so to me, that is a step in the right direction on being accountable as a head coach.
I agree.
So that's and I like to see that.
Well, you know we're on the same page. Right? The worst thing could have happened to me, for me personally, I'm just speaking for myself, is if they brought everybody back intact, I would have thrown up in my mouth.
Well, you're not speaking for yourself, Doc. You're speaking for me and you then. Yeah. I felt the same way.
Yeah.
Somebody, listen, when Jaden was getting hurt it was in the Seattle game and the Green Bay game,
yeah,
and what was
protection.
Man,
they didn't protect him. They let the guy get out there and get beat up, and that's they're responsible for it. Somebody's got to pay for that. If you designer of that,
exactly,
and you get my assets ass whooped like that, I'm gonna whoop your ass. That's what it should have come down to.
And that's what the fans said. That's what a lot of national media people were saying. And you know what happened today? Somebody had to take accountability for that, and they did.
Yeah.
So, like I said, to me, this is all a step in the right direction. Yep. I'll leave it with that, Doc.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's more. Thanks, man. Happy New Year, Paulie. 757. And, Rob, you have the distinction of being the last guy in the 630 frame. What's on your mind?
Man, Doc, look, man. I heard you talking the other day, man. I'm going to tell you this. It's common sense. This is what Paulie said in the common sense of it. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again,
expecting different results. Exactly.
Man, look, today you showed me that our organization is literally not insane.
Right.
I don't care what. We ain't going to do the same thing we just did last year.
Right.
Run back the same guys. I don't care if they was right or wrong. I don't care if it was their fault or not their fault. Like you said, my man at the head is the one who's responsible.
Yep.
I don't care. But one thing I do respect him is, he said, I'm not going to do the same thing I did last year and expect that something different is going to happen.
Yep.
Something got to change.
Yep.
So as of right now, where we're sitting at a spot where we don't know what can happen. But I'm going to tell you one thing we got a quarterback. We ain't had that the last 40 years. And then you think about it, like one of the callers said earlier, I was watching the fourth and one carry with Rigo. I'm looking at two rundown. I'm like, man, I'm 30. I'm 35. I ain't never seen a Super Bowl in the first. I ain't never seen a championship hit. Then I started thinking about how our area is built and made for this from the legends, from our historical ramifications that we have and the impact that we have on the league. You're talking about, we move back to D.C., you bring our training facilities to where FedEx Field is, you really embrace this DMV area, and then you really incorporate two guys who are championship culture, what they're trying to do, and then you actually have people who want to make change, man. I don't do nothing but feel good today, man. We beat the Dirty Birds on Sunday, and we're making changes for the progression of the future. Man, look, all we got to do is climb, learn, tussle, and I'm all in, man. I'm excited. Like I tell my players, I'm excited right now.
Well, they're lucky to have you, man, because chasing winning, chasing championships, is legal. It's legal.
Yes, sir.
Nobody going to put you in jail for chasing it and go hard with it and don't accept the fact that you're not eligible. You are eligible. We were eligible for the Super Bowl.
One last thing. My legendary coach in high school, Coach Craig Jeffries, I played at Dunbar in D.C.
Yep.
He used to tell us this, and nobody understood this. And this is a respect to everybody else in the area. But we used to go into the games, and my teammates would say, he said, there's no rule that says you have to lose. So we went and had to speak, like, man, we supposed to win.
Yeah.
I didn't think that we ever was going to lose, because nobody said you got to lose. You don't got to go to the replay. Man, you can win today. Why not us? Why not us win the Super Bowl? Why can't we win the Super Bowl? Somebody got to win it, and why not us?
Well, I hope you never lose your spirit. And because how these dreams come up. We don't have to be in last place. And thank goodness these guys gave us a treat last year when they took us to the NFC Championship game. And just that quickly, maybe it's perfect for us. But we don't get cocky. Because you had 1 year, and then you get your ass whooped again, and you're right back where you started. Question is, can we climb that mountain again? With the same people, I think it would be impossible unless we know what's on the line. This got to be a sense of urgency. This is not a casual deal. And I'd like the callers that called us earlier today. You want to build a brand new stadium? For what? That's what you got to say to yourself. To put this in it? Oh, hell no.
Not no five wins.
We're going to do better than that. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, 637 here in the nation's capital. There's no BTP. There's no underscore for you. But I'll tell you this. Whether it's 2030, 2031, I look forward to seeing Anthony Haney on the 50-yard line or in one of the suites. And every time I see SoFi now, I start going, wow. Can you imagine being in a stadium worthy of Spartacus? I mean, you're talking about gladiators in the arena. This place, so what are you going to put in it? That's what we're doing. We're developing right now what we're going to put in it. I respect the New England Patriots. You know why? They only hung around maybe a couple of years of people going, wow, what happened to the Patriots? And you know what? They brought one of their own back. And he said, to hell with this. We're the Patriots. And ever since then, they have been climbing that mountain again to get back on top. And that's the kind of action I want to be a part of. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Your last chance to get in and let yourself be known where you feel. Are you in or out?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The DJ, he used to do that on the side. He makes free throws. Somebody on my inbox said, how many consecutive free throws do you think Anthony Haney could make? And I said, 13. Athan out in Annapolis, how many free throws do you think Anthony Haney could make consecutively?
Well, I would start out with saying at least triple what Linnell Willingham can. So it'd probably go about with about 27.
Well, that's four.
I think it's a stroke going.
Yeah, I think so. I think 20 would be good for him, man. What's the most free throws you've ever made consecutively?
I mean, I don't know how many I've made consecutively in a row. I was a pretty good free throw shooter.
Oh, come on. You were on the school ground counting back when you were a kid, man. You got to at least be in the teens.
And made 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 in a row that you can recall.
I mean, I'm probably made 10 in a row.
Practice. Probably. Okay, all right.
Well, that's better than that, Willingham, man. So let's give him that.
He's trying to be humble. Give him that.
Hey, listen, here's what I'll say. You know, when you're in management, you have to empower your people to do their jobs. And I think DQ tries to do that. But when your managers go against the grain and want to keep pushing what they want to do rather than what's best for the team, then you have a disconnect. And I think that's what happened with Cliff, because there were times that, you know, we ran the damn ball down somebody's throat, they get down to the 5-yard line, start passing the ball 3-4 times in a row,
yep,
come away with no points. That's not the way that you keep the, you know, you keep the quarterback healthy and stay in games. I mean, so I'll say this is, okay, Cliff's gone. You can say right, wrong, or indifferent. You knew the defensive coordinator was gone. Now DQ and AP, you're on the clock, because there's no pointing the finger at anybody else, right, wrong, or indifferent. You can't have no double-digit loss season next year. You're going to have an easier schedule, at least per, you know, what your third-place schedule, whatever that means. And you got to figure out a way to keep your quarterback upright, which is running the football, which is what we've been for forever and a day when we're successful. And it's time to get talent, and I mean talent, on this defense. I don't know how they're going to fill all the needs that they have, but they better find a way, get somebody who's a killer in here, who's a savage as a defensive coordinator, and get a better scheme in here to get this crew fired up. But they got to put the talent on the field first, because Buddy Ryan came back from the dead and fixed that defense.
Yeah, the coordinators are available. The question is, are they going to pull the trigger? Appreciate you calling, dude. We are always on the same page. This is not a mystery, man. They did well. We applauded them. They didn't do so well now, and we're making it very clear. I don't want to play Russian roulette. I'd rather be more consistent. This is college. I want to go to bowl game every year, not just once. These hires are going to be, oh, man, it's going to be so important. So important. And maybe a little later on in the week, we'll get into more specifics. But right now, I think the next 24 hours are big, really big in shaping what the personality of this team is going to be like. We need some influence, and there are a lot of people that are losing their gigs. Anything surprise you so far, Ant?
Of all the NFL firings?
All the pink slips that have been passed out. I don't know why they used to call them pink slips.
I don't know.
Yeah, somebody out there listening has got to know. What brought on the term get your pink slip? I grew up with that piece that got pink slip, meant you were fired.
Yeah.
But I don't recall where it started from.
Yeah,
I mean, we have such a high IQ listening audience now that you know who is not on. So let's hear. Let's show off.
I was surprised that Zach Taylor is still in Cincinnati. I thought he was good as gone.
Burrow may have wanted him back.
Yeah, but you can't only win when you have Joe Burrow. Like, you got to be able to win games without him.
Well, not the way they're constructed. How you going to do that?
I mean, hey, look, we're looking at, even here in D.C., we see how important and how valuable the backup quarterback position is. If you have a quarterback in Joe Burrow that has a history of injuries, you need to ensure that when he does get nicked, if he does get nicked, the backup can step in and the offense.
You're talking about a program that's run like a dollar store. And they've never hid that.
Yeah, but that's all
Mike I'm saying. Brown is a genius in the fact that he has beaten the system.
Yep.
Just say, I'm going to be one of y'all, but I ain't going to act like y'all, you millionaires.
Yeah.
I'm not running my program that way. It ain't a damn thing y'all can do about me. So they made up rules to make them. So the league should thank the Browns, Mike Brown, because he helped some of these standards be elevated by his refusal to play ball and to pay people. His facility, I remember being out there on Spinney Field. The city, they gave it to him for free, for $1 a year. That's why he did it. There was a trash receptacle factory right next to it. That'd be, when you get your car clean, it'd be a little thin line of smut that would cover your car. I remember saying, yo, Beast, we breathing this. It looked at me like I was an animal. And to him, I was. And that's why I kept saying, you know what? You play in pro ball, but it's different in every city. Some cities, it was not really pro ball. And we have to set the standard here from a personnel standpoint as to who we're going to be like, who are we going to play? I can't get the tackling out of my mind, Slim. Can't get it out of my mind. Not with a defensive-minded head coach who took over, who moved his boy out the way because the job wasn't getting done, and this is the best that you can get it? Come on, man. What do you think, we're stupid? Get on your game. Handle your business. This is not a political thing. This is straight up. They've given you damn near everything you've asked for. Am I wrong? What has DQ asked for that they have not given him? Then why is it so bad defensively?
I mean, we need a game record, though, Doc.
Defensively?
Yeah.
Okay, but why don't you have one? Why haven't you developed somebody?
They're hard to come
by. Why don't you scheme it up?
Yeah, that too.
Come on, man. We ain't the first group not to have a hail beater on your unit.
Yeah.
That's supposed to make you show your skills even more. We got played.
Yeah.
Y'all keep your head in the ground like an ostrich.
I think when you look at the defense, though, the fact that guys like Quan Martin, Mikey Sainristil, Frankie Louvu, all of those guys regressed. And these were guys coming out of last season where we were thinking like, oh, snap, off the season that they had, I think next year
you
could
lost
be even
your,
better.
You and your key clogs that you didn't mention, you let him go to Dallas.
Dante Fowler?
Yeah.
I didn't want him back.
Who'd you have to play better?
Hmm?
Well, you did have him until he got hurt.
Yeah.
He played all year.
Dorrance Armstrong had 6 sacks before he got hurt.
Yeah, he did. I give you that. I was still with like. I just don't know how you can go 12-5, have all this stuff going. How are you going to lose anybody? Who wouldn't have wanted to be here and continue on this? Explain that to me one day when you ain't got nothing else better to do, because it doesn't really matter based on where we are now. I don't want to go backwards. I refuse to go through the Rivera era again. Really? Man, I thought we were smarter than that. Here's my message to you. Fix it. No excuses. get the job done. Put that on a t-shirt. That's all I'm saying. We ought to come up with that. One thing BTP was not wrong about when he was mentioning a lot of things. I just got a text coming in from the legendary Johnny Holiday. Can you believe it? You know how excited I am to return that call? The legend, he calling your boy, man. Johnny Holiday. Wow. Hey, gang, it's been real. Let's do it again.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.